Okay, today's shiur is today's daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We're on Kuf Yud on the bottom line. And today's shiur is sponsored by the Daskal family, the Nishmas, David Yechiel Michal, Ben Yehoshua Chaim. Okay, Amar, back bottom line, Kuf Yud Amar Beis. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol HaMazog, any liquid, I think this is what this means, any liquid that is diluted, that's Mistarif. It combines. In other words, to give you a pair or not a pair. Chutz min ha-mayim, except for water. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Mayim, even water. Amar of Papa, Lo Amaran, that's not true. Lo Amaran, Ella, Dechamimi, Legoi, Kiriri, Ukiriri, Legoi, Chamimi. It's only true if you have hot and cold water, and cold and or cold and hot water. Because they're really different things. Cold and hot water are different things. Avo Chamimi, Legoi, Chamimi, hot water and hot water, or Kiriri, Legoi, Kiriri, or cold water and cold water, Lo. Not say anything, we would not say that they're two separate things, because they're really not two separate things. Okay, next.
How is that? Drink two glasses instead of one?
I'm not sure what this means.
Before the water becomes one.
I think it means when it's diluted with other drinks, I'm not sure. Okay. Amarish Lakish. Abar Devarim Ha'otze Osan Domin Barosha Umitzchayev Benafsho. There are four things that you do. I think Rish Lakish doesn't want you to do these four things. Dama of Barosho. Your blood's on your head. Umitzchayev Benafsho. And you chayev for it. There's it twice. Elohim, what are the four things? Hanifne Ben Deka Lakotzel. If you go to the bathroom in between a tree and a wall. Number two. Ha'over Ben Shnei Dekalim. If you pass between two trees, two palm trees. Hashotze Mayim Sha'ulin. If you drink water that you borrowed. And number four. Ha'over Amayim Shovchin. If you pass water that's been spilled. Afilu Shafachto Ishto Befanav. Even if your wife spilled it in front of you. Now we'll explain all four. Number one. Hanifta by Dekel Lakosel. If you go to the bathroom between a Dekel and a Kosel. What's the Lo Amar? It's not true. El Delespe Arba Amos. It's only if it's less than 4 amos gap. Aval isbe isle arba amos les lamba. If there's 4 amos, it's not an issue. Vechi lesle arba amos. And if there isn't 4 amos, lo amarit, it still doesn't apply. El deleka dircha achrina. If there's no other way out, in other words, there's a shade there. So if you go to the bathroom there and the shade has no, and the shade is, it's less than 4 amos, and the shade has nowhere to go, there's no other road for the shade to leave, you're in danger. Aval ikka dircha achrina les lamba. But if there's another way for the shade to leave, it's not a problem.
They can't fly?
They can't fly, right. Number two. Va'over ben shnei dekalim. If you pass between two dekels, lo amoran elo delo paskin hu rishus harabim. That's only true if it doesn't pass through a rishus harabim. Avol paskin hu rishus harabim, less lamba. But if it passes through a rishus harabim, it's not a problem. Number three. Hashose mayim sheulin. If you drink borrowed water, Lo amaran el deshelin hu katan. That's only true if a child asked for the water. Avol gadol les lamba. But if an adult asked for the water, that's not a problem.
That counted,
do it. Tafilu shelin hu katan. And even if a child asks, nami lo, it also doesn't apply elo besadeh. It only applies in a sadeh, dolo shchichi, where it's not common. What's not common?
Water.
I will be ear, but in a city, the shchichi, you go, a king walks in, he asks, can I have a drink of water? Les lamba doesn't apply. Now, filu b'sadeh nami lo amaran elamaya, and only in the field, the only one that applies is water. Avol chamra, but wine, v'shichra, or beer, less lamba, not a problem. Number four, ha'over almayim shovchin. If you pass by water that's been spilled, lo amaran ela delo afzikin hu ba'afra. That's only true if you didn't cover it with dirt. V'lo tof b'hurok, or nobody spat in it. Avol afzikin hu, if somebody walked over it. Of put dirt over it, otaf b'huroka, or someone spit on it, less lamba, it's not a problem. V'lo amar an el delo over alayu shimsha, and that's only true if the sun didn't shine on it. V'lo over alayu sheets in nigri, and 60 steps, didn't walk on it. Aval over alayu shimsha, but if the sun shone on it, on the water, v'over alayu sheets in nigri, or 60 steps walked on it, less lamba, it's not a problem. V'lo amar, it's also not a problem. Elo delo rachiv chamra. If a donkey didn't ride on it, v'lo sayim misani, or shoes didn't go on it. So what's the difference now between the shoes and 60 steps? So 60 steps are barefoot, and now if you're wearing shoes, it can be less than 60. Avo rachiv chamra. But if a donkey went there walked there. Vasaya Misane, or not the donkey wasn't wearing shoes. I can't imagine that's the shot. Or somebody was wearing shoes. Less lawn ba. It's not a problem. Bahani mili hecha deleka lamechash lakshafim. All that is true only in a situation where you're not worried for kshafim. Aval hecha de ikla meshach lakshafim, but if you have a suspicion for kishuf, afagav de ikka kolhani, even though you have all these factors, all these reasons why it shouldn't apply, chashinan, it applies. Okay? And now there was a story. Hugavra, there was a guy. The Rachiv Chamra, he was riding a donkey. Visaya Misane, and he walked with shoes. The Gomud Misane, and somehow his shoes shriveled up. Vitzavu Kare, and his legs shriveled up as well. Because he was Choshesh Fakshafim, and he violated that. Okay? What all that means, I have no idea.
What
was his problem? What? He was choshesh for kshafim. That means that he suspected that what was going on there was kishuf, and it turned out it was right. Now, all this is for shadim. So, but that's only for shadim. So shadim don't apply. All the following doesn't. The shadim don't care. Sun shone, shadim won't bother you. But if it's kishuf, the.
What do you see that from the pashut pshat of Gemara? Riding a donkey, wearing shoes.
I don't know.
What about Rashi? Who says? Read
that line,
it doesn't say...
Okay. Tana Rabanan. Yeah, you can't ask questions. Tana Rabanan. Shlosha ain b'matin. There are three things that you shouldn't walk between. V'lo mitzmatza'an. And they shouldn't walk between you. V'elohain. Kelev. Shouldn't walk between two dogs. V'dekel. Or two trees. Or v'ha'isha. You shouldn't walk between two women. That's actually how Halacha brought down. So the... who is it over here? Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says that it only applies if the women are facing each other. In other words, if you're walking down the street and there are two women that are next to each other, then it applies. It also only applies if they're both in the same position.
Two women.
Below mismatin. What does that mean?
No, it says one woman between two men.
And the other
thing is Velo Mismatin.
And one man between two women.
Right.
Yeah.
Both.
Exactly. Right? Both. One dog between two men and one man between two dogs. Exactly. Same thing. So Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says, first of all, it only applies if they're in the same position. So if one woman's standing and one woman's sitting, it doesn't apply. We're gonna have a case in a minute if they're both sitting. But if one woman's standing and one woman's sitting, it doesn't apply. Also, if there's more than 4 hours in between them, it doesn't apply. The Ben Ishchai says that. Also, interesting, Rebbe Zvichai and Zonnefeld says it doesn't apply if everybody's moving. So if everybody's walking, it doesn't apply. So if you're walking in the street and these ladies are going a little slow and you want to walk faster and you walk through them, it doesn't apply. I told this to Michael last night. Somebody once told me that if you're in the street and you want to walk and there's women that are going slow, you want to go faster and you can't go around them, then when you're walking through, you close your eyes. No. You're walking through for a second. Why are you walking through? Close your eyes. Because if the issue is kishuf, then why should that make a difference? Yeah. If the issue is sneeze, that would make a difference. Yeah. Right?
But if you're walking through, the difference is how wide the gap is. You're walking
through. What? You're not seeing anything.
So what?
What?
You're just...
Exactly. So I don't know what the issue is.
You walk down the street in Florida, there's a palm tree on one side, a palm tree on the other, you can't walk through.
If it's dollar out.
Is it a public thing? Is it a public throwaway?
Yeah.
And the answer is no problem.
Well, I know. That was only if it's one. That's between the wall.
Here is Gemara is in the shopping mall.
Right.
You gotta stop asking questions.
V'yesh omrim, some say, af achazir, a pig. V'yesh omrim, af nachash, also snakes. V'i mematzin, if you did it, Maitakante, what do you do? Omer of Papa, niftach bekel, v'nafsik bekel. You say a pasuk that starts with the word kale, and you end the pasuk, that ends with the word kale. What is that? Says the Rashbam. Kale motziya mi mitzrayim. It's a pasuk in Parshas Balak. And then, kilo Yaakov, kilo nichash Yaakov, ad ma pol kale. So there's two psukim there. One starts with the kale and then ends with the kale. You say those two psukim. Tosfos says on top, Pirush Rashbam, Kael Motziyah Mimitzrayim, V'niftach below, Lo Ish Kael V'chazif, that's the next one. V'afagav the Asilis Rapos B'divrei Torah. You're not allowed to use Torah as a medicine. Lahagein Shari. To protect yourself, it's good. What exactly does that mean? I don't know. Inami or. Okay, so, okay, good. Inami or. Niftach below. Vinafsik below. Start with the word below and end with the word below. What pasuk is that? That could start with the word below. Yeah, it's also over there. Right?
Low-ish
kale. Low-ish kale, and okay, fine. Hani be tre demata lahu. Hani be tre demata lahu isha nida. One second. There were these two men, and Anida walked past between the two men. That's the case. There were these two men, and Anida walked past. So in betchilas nida, if it was the beginning of her nida cycle, he horegets echad mehem. She's gonna kill one of them. Im sof nidasa. If it's the end of the nida cycle, he meriva osa b'nei. There'll be a fight between them. My takante. What do you do to stop that? Niftach pekel v'nasik pekel. Okay. I don't know what to say about that. Just these situations. Hani tre nashi. There are these two women. If there are two, listen to this. You ever see two women? The Yasvin Reparshas Drachim, they're sitting by the road. V'chad de b'hai gisa, the shrila, v'chad de b'hai gisa, one on this side of the street and one on that side of the street. You ever see that? They're not talking about the carpool and they're not talking about the bus. M'chav din apayhu lahadadi, and they're facing each other. V'adai b'kshaf maskid, they're for sure talking about kishaf. Ma'it akante, what do you do? I'yaka dircha achvina, if there's another way to go, lezel bay, take it. V'ilek, and if not, there's no other way. I'yaka inash achvina b'hadayu. If there's another man with you, naktuladayu, take his hand, behadi adadi, v'nichlefu, and go through. Hold hands.
Holding hands with the guy in the middle of the street.
That's good.
Down the street, that would be good.
Excuse me.
I'd rather take a chance.
It's all good. Vileka in a shachmini, and if there's no other guy there, badaya with you, Vileka in a shachmini, name a say the following. Agris, Azlas, Asya, Belusia. Those are names of demons. Shadim. Miskatla Bechek Kibel. You already, that means you already, we already killed you with arrows. The Marsha says, so the Rashbam says that Igris Bas Machlas, that what the first name here, Igris, right? The Igris' mother's name is Machlas. Says the Marsha, that's Esav's wife. Her name was Machla. Machlas. Esav's wife. Esav's wife gave birth to this demon. And, yeah, okay. Haiman de Paga Be'itzisa. Listen to this. This is Halacha L'maisa. Ready? Haiman de Paga Be'itzisa. If you bump into a woman, Be'idna de Salka Mitvilas Mitzvah. When she comes out of the mikvah. Now, does it mean the minute she comes out of the mikvah? Or maybe after she goes to the mikvah, she goes to fill up her car. And you're also there filling up your car. And you bump into this woman.
No.
You see a woman. You meet her. You meet a woman. Maybe you know her, maybe you don't. It doesn't make a difference. You see a woman after she comes out of the mikvah. Does it mean after she comes out of the water and she's not wearing any clothing? Is that what it means? Or does it mean the first time you bump into a lady? And she's getting gas, and you're also getting gas.
She wearing the little button. I just went to the mikvah.
Ihu kadim umeshamesh. If you go home, and you're with your wife before she goes home, and she's with her husband, right? Ihu kadim umeshamesh. Achadale l'day ruach zenunim. You will be seized with crazy ruach. Ihi kadim umeshamesh. If she gets home first. And she's with her husband first. Then she'll be seized with ruach zenunim. Maitakante, what do you do? Le mahachi, say the following. Shofech buz al nadivim v'yisayim betohu lo derech. Say that pasuk. Okay, everybody has to turn now to daf kuf yud. Go to kuf yud. Kuf yud amr aleph. Kuf yud amr aleph. Okay? Good? You got it?
Yeah.
Bottom tosos. This is the story of you bump into a woman, right? V'ha'amar b'misha mesu. Says tosos, but it says in brachas that Rabbi Yochanan habika azel v'yosef ashari tfila. Rabbi Yochanan used to sit by the entrance of the mikvah. Ki heichi d'yaldan zeroa kavosei. So the women should come out, see him, see a Talmud Chacham, see a Gadol Hador, and the children will, and that will be in her head, and the children will be like that. Be good tzaddikim. So how could Rabbi Yochanan violate this halacha? Tosfos gives three answers. Tell me if these answers make sense. First answer is, hacha paga. No, it's only if you happen to bump into a lady. Hasam, hacha paga, be'ez she'olim en hamayim. Right? Hacha paga be'ez she'olim en hamayim. Only applies if she's coming out of the water. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sitting by the water. He was sitting by the entrance where it would have saved her. And when the woman came out, oh, good evening. That's what it was. He wasn't. That's the first answer. Rabbi Yochanan ashari tefila Yosef. He sat at the entrance of the entrance of the mikvah. Not in the mikvah. But outside by the entrance. That's answer number one. Inami or hasam Yosef hacha paga. No, it only applies if you bump into somebody. If you're there predetermined, sitting there, it doesn't apply. Answer number two. Answer number three, Inami, Rabbi Yochanan Haya Omer, Shovech Buz. He said this pasuk. Right, there was a pasuk. What do you do that shouldn't have this problem? He said it.
Why peace on that situation?
Because I guess he felt that the positives outweigh the negatives. Right? So those three answers. The only answer that makes sense is the first answer. It only applies mamish coming out of the water. Doesn't apply in the gas station. Right? That's the first answer Tosos gave.
First person, like, no mikvah lady at night.
Oh, that's why there's a mikvah. That's one of the reasons why there's a mikvah lady. The first person that she sees coming out of the water is not a man.
It's another reason.
So, believe it or not, believe it or not, this is brought down in the Ramah. This is a Ramah. It's the last Ramah before Hilchas. It's the last Ramah in Siman Kuf Tzadik Chet. He says, where am I? Yesha Kosvu. There are those that write, sheyesh l'isha liyos tenua b'lel tefilah. So she should be a tenua on the night she's going. V'chein nahagu hanashim lahastir lel tefilasan. They try to hide when they're going. Shalo lelech b'muhuma. You don't go in a whole production. You don't send emails out. Oh, b'fnei habrios or other people. Shalo yargishu behem b'ri adam. People shouldn't even have a sense that she's going. They should. Okay, fine. Umi she'eno osikein. If someone doesn't do that, Ne'emar aleha arur shochev im behema. Okay? It's a Ramah talking. V'yesh l'nashim lizar, kishiyotos min atvila. There are those that have a minute when they come out from the mikvah. Sheyif gaba chaverta. You first bump into your friend. Shelo yif gaba tchila. So you shouldn't bump into. Davar tameh. Oh, ove kochavim. Or a guy, what's a davar tameh? An animal or a guy. V'impaguba dvarim elu. And if you do bump into these things, im hu he yiras shemayim. If she's a yiras shemayim, tachzar v'titba. She'll go back in tovil again. The ayin lekaman simen reish aleph imutu la. Okay, fine. Says the shach. He says over here, what's a davar tameh? Kigon kelev, a dog, o chamor, o ama oretz. O v'kochavim, o chazir, o sus, o mitzora, o kiyotze behen. Okay, 1 second. Yeah. Hai man de paga b'itza, he's calling our gemara. Hai man de paga b'itza b'itza de talk of tefillah said, mitzvah imhi kadam u'mashavish as the... 1 second, okay. One minute. He doesn't say anything. He's just tumbling which pasuk you say, because there's a pasuk in Eov. The pasuk over here that the Gemara quotes is a pasuk in Tehillim. But if you notice, there's a pasuk in Eov that's very... I don't know if... Does the article bring down the pasuk in Eov? There's a pasuk in Eov which is very similar. So the Shach is busy. Do you say the one in Tehillim? Do you say the one in Eov? You say both. Yeah. Right? One is... Shofech buz nedivim v'yetzayim baso lo derech. That's from Tehillim. Shofech buz al nedivim, the first four words are the exact same. Then it says, umaziach afikim ripa. So the Shach is busy with that. So prefer Shalach and Shulchan Aruch. So I think the way... What? Right. So I think the way out of this problem is that the first person... First of all, you could say it only applies which comes out of the mikvah. Like Tosas' first answer. And therefore, if you meet somebody in the gas station, you don't have to worry about it. Second of all, it only applies... Second of all, Tosas says, most of the time... Now, Tosas doesn't say this, but I'm saying it. The Rama says it. Most of the time, there's somebody else there... And who she sees first, and it's not a problem.
Which siman is that, by the way?
Kuf Tzadik Ches, the very end of Kuf Tzadik Ches. What? Right, right. Or she shouldn't.
If you wait in the parking lot, it's late.
Right.
Why? And when she sees someone else in the mikvah first, it's not a problem.
Correct.
See one other woman. I mean,
correct. It's interesting. This whole daf of wild things. And this also seems wild. This one's a halacha. Right? Nothing else is a halacha. The whole thing is such a wild app. This one becomes a halacha. Okay, you should just be aware of it. And the only time it could be a problem is on a Friday night. Because they don't have anybody there.
They usually have something.
They do?
Always have
something. Always
make
a
wedding. Oh, they arrange in advance? Okay, I take that back. Okay, fine. Good. Excellent. Okay, next. Amar Vitzchak. My dick says, what does it mean when it says, Gam ki eilech begeit salmavis lo ira ra ki ato imadi? That's someone who sleeps in the shadow of a palm tree or in the shadow of the moon. That's only true if the shade from another tree doesn't go on the tree. But if the shade goes, it doesn't apply. But we have a bris that says if you sleep in the shade of a dekel tree in the chatzar, Vayashim betzel levana, or you sleep in the shade of a levana, dama berosho. This seems to then you're responsible for your own death. That seems to imply it only applies in a chatzar. Hechidami ilay medelanafal tulam achaver ilavei. If the shade of the next tree doesn't fall on you, I feel b'tzadanami. That even applies in a tzada. El la'ashamina b'chatzar afagaf denafal tulam achaver ilavei shamina. No, but in a chatzar, even if the tree does, even if the shade does fall on you, it's still an issue. The shade of the moon only applies in the west. The Rashbam says that means in the end of the month. But the east, meaning in the beginning of the month, less lumba, it's not a problem. Okay, next. Hi man, the matni agirda. If somebody goes to the bathroom near a cut dekel tree, is that what a stump? The dikla, achadalei uliday ruach palga. You're going to get some disease. Haiman de matli. If you lean reishi agirda the dikla on a stump, achadalei ruach tsirada. You're going to have a different disease. Haiman de psia adikla. If you walk over one, e miktal katil. If it's dead, you're going to die. E iaker miaker umay. If it's uprooted, you're also going to die. Hani mili de lo manach kara ilave. That's only if you didn't step on it. Avol manach kara ilave less lumba. But if you stepped on it, it's not a problem. What this means, I don't know. Chamisha tuli have it. There are five types of shade. Tule de dikla, the shade of a dekel yichida of a single dekel tree. Tule de kanda, the shade of a kanda tree. Tule de parcha, the shade of this tree. Tule de zardisa, the shade of that tree. Ikka de armi af tula de arba, the shade of a boat. The tula de aravsa, the tula of the shade of an arava. Call the mill, so the rules like this. Call the nafish anfei, if there's a lot of leaves, kashi tule. It's a deep, hard shade shadow. Call the kashi siluva, and if it's a hard wood, kashi tula, it's also bad shade. Labar mikaru masha, except for the karu masha, whatever that is. Afagaf the kashi siluve, even though it's a very thick wood, hard wood, lo kashi tule, the shade is not so bad. The Amr Le Shida Libre. There was once a Shade who said to her son, Pirche Nafshach Mikarumasha. Stay away from the Karumasha, the Ihu Kahu, the Katal Avuch, because it killed your father. Right? The Masifta quotes, because the smell of this tree somehow killed Shadim. So the mother told her son, stay away because it killed your father. The Katal is dead, it'll kill you too. Amar of Ashi.
So wait a minute, so you're saying that the
you're asking a cash on this?
With this stuff.
What?
It said the Shadim have a problem with this stuff. Kills
the
shade.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the rest of this Gemara seems to say that you shouldn't go through.
We said there are five types of shade. And this one we said is a.
Yeah, but it tells you what happens every time you go through there.
All right.
It sounds a little bit Lahana like Harry Potter.
Amar of Ashi Chazin. That's what do you think she got it from? Amar of Ashi Chazin Lof Kahana Denafish Bekula Tuli. That Rav Kahana saw. I'm sorry. Rav Kahana Denafish Mikula Tuli. What does that mean?
I stayed away from that.
Okay, fine. Bay Parchi, the Shadim by this tree is called Ruchi. The Bay Zaradza, the Shadim by this tree is Shida, it's called a Shida. And the Bay Igri is Rishbi. The tree by the Bay, the Shadim by the Bay Igri is called Rishbi. Lamanaf Kamina, who cares? Lakmeya, if you want to make an amulet. The Bay Parchi. The Bay Parchi is Beria She'en Lo Einayim. It doesn't have any eyes. Lamai Naf Kamina, what's the difference? Why do I need to know that? Lugzuze Le, because you can run away. Zimna Chada one time. Havi Azal Turme Abaran La Afnuye Le Bay Parchi. He went to go to the bathroom by that tree. Shama Deka Asa Aluvei. He saw that the shade was coming. The Gazi Le, he ran away. Right? He ran away because he was able to run away. He can't see the shade, so he ran away from it. Ki Azla, when he went, Chavke Le Dikla. He hugged the Dekal tree. Tzavach Dikla, it opened up. Upakahi, and it killed the shade. Parka de Rezardasa Shidi, it's called Shidi. Hazardasa de Smicha Lamasa, it's only if it's close to a city. Lo Paksa Mishitin Shidi. You're not going to have less than 60 shade in there. There'll be 60 shade in there. Why do we need to know that? Lemichtav Le Kmeya. It's like a ratted amulet. Hahug Bar Kasha de Masa. There was once this, there was a chief. What is it? A watchman, okay, they call him her chief, whatever, a watchman. The Masa of the city, he was the sheriff. The Azal, he went. The Koi Gabe Zeradza, David Samach Lamasa. And he was by this tree that was near the city. Ali Bey Shitin Shidi, there were 60 shades in there. The Iskin, he was going to get hurt. Asalahu Rabbanon, they went to the Rabbanon. The Lo Yadi, the Dardasa Shitin Shidi Hu. They didn't know that there was 60 shades in there. They didn't know that. They didn't know that Gemara. So Kosev, they made fun of this Gemara, so they didn't come that day to Dafyomi. Kosev like Kamil Lachad Shida. So they only wrote an amulet for one shade.
Not 60.
So Shama the Talu Chinga, they were all jumping around the shade them. The Gave, the Kamashu Hachi. They were laughing. They were singing. They said, Sudre Demar, the turban of you, is Kitsur Meravanan, you're a Tavachacham, but Dikna Be Bamar de la Yada Baruch. I know you don't know how to make a bracha. Says Rashbam, She'eni Yadeh Levarech al Hasudar. You don't know how to make that bracha. It's Baruch Oter Yisrael B'Sefara. You don't know how to make that bracha. What does that do with anything? Others say it's a reference to tefillin, that when you wear tefillin, you don't have to have any fear, and obviously they were lacking in that emunah. Okay. Asahu Merabanan, one of the rabbis came, the Yada desired us a sheet in Shadi. He knew the 60. So he came to Daf that day. Hakasav Le Kimeh Deshiv in Shidi. So he wrote an amulet for 60 Shadim. Shama Deka Amru Pano Manaychu Mehacha. And he heard them saying, we got to get out of here. I gotta believe the animal is kicking us out. Okay? Ketev Meriri. Ketev Meriri is the name of shade. It's a pasuk actually in Hazinu. Yeah. Trei Ketivi Havi. There are two of them. Chad Mikame Tira. One on this side of the morning, on this side of the sun. The Chad Mibasa Tira. And one on the other side. The Mikame Tira, the one on one side. Ketev Meriri Shmo. It's called Ketev Meriri. Umichzi bi kada de kamcha, and it looks like the spoon in kutach in a dip. V'hada be bachsha, and then it turns into a jug. I'm sorry, michzi be kada de kamcha means a jug, right?
Yeah.
A jug of what? Of a dip, tamcha. V'hada be chab bachsha, and then it turns into a spoon. The basa tira, the one afternoon, is ketev yeshud sarayishma. It's called that. Umichzi ki karna de iza, and it looks like the horns of a goat. The Hadar Bay Kanfi, and then it turns into a sieve. Okay? I'm just reading words.
Yes.
Reading words. Abaya. Abaya have a shakel v'ozel. Abaya was walking. V'ozel Rav Papa mimine, Rav Huna bar Yehoshua of Yeshua mismole. And Rav Papa was on his right, and Rav Huna was on his left. Chazil who ketiv miriri de ka'asi lape. So he saw that ketiv miriri was coming, dismole, on his left side. So what did he do? Ahajale Rav Papa dismole Rav Huna b'reid of Yeshua yimine. So he switched them around. So Rav Papa should encounter the shade. I'm like, Rav Papa, what are you doing to me? Ma'ana, ma'ishna de lo chashli. Why did you do that to me? Why'd you switch me? So Amale, listen to this unbelievable answer. At Shaita Kiamtilach. The hour was with you. Says Rashbam. What does that mean? The hour is with you? That means Ashir Ata. You're a wealthy man. V'yesh Lecha Mazel Tov. You have good mazel. Velotizik. You're not going to get harmed. Alright, that's like a Shavuos night cheer.
The rich get
richer. That one Rashbam is a Shavuos night cheer, right? What does that mean?
The rich get richer.
Right. Right. Okay?
The rich people
special. Right. Now, this is a halacha that's also brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Michad mitamuz, from Rosh Chodesh Tamuz, ad Shitzar Bay, until the 16th of Tamuz, which is right before it ends, is Vada Shchichi. They're for sure choshesh, they're for sure around. Mikan v'shedim. Mikan v'elech, after that, Safek Shchichi, Safek Lo Shchichi, it's a Safek. U'mishtachi, and they're found in the shade of the chatzva, it's some kind of grass. The lo chatzav garmida, doesn't grow in Amma. Betule betafra, and in the shade of the morning, upanya in the afternoon, the lo have garmida, doesn't have an Amma. Vikar betule de beis akise. But the main place where you find this is in the beis akise. Amr of Yosef. Hani tlas mili, yaev arvona lanara. There are three things you could do that will cause blindness. Is that what that means? Yeah. One, man desarik resha yavesh, if you comb your hair when it's dry. Two, man deshasi tif tif, if you drink drop by drop out of a barrel. And three, man desayim misani admaisine kare, you put your shoes on when your feet are still wet. Okay? Tlasa bibesa kashi l'inyusa. There are three things in your house that you could do that will cause poverty. Kid the Amri Inchi, like people say, it's like people say, Tlasi, Tala Silta, Tala. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Talai Bebeze Kashalin Yusa. If you hang food, not the hanging meat in the butcher shop, it means hanging bread, that'll cause poverty. Like Kid the Amri Inchi, like people say, Tala Silta, hang the flour. The basket. Tala mizone. You're hanging your sustenance. V'lo amaran ela rifta. It only applies by bread. Aval bisra v'kivri leslamba. But bread, but meat or fish, it doesn't apply. Orchehu. That's normal. There's a big, big, big tumult here in the Achronim because there's actually a minhag. What do we hang? What do we hang? No, it says meat's not a problem. A an eruv. And B, matzah. There's a minute to hang matzah. So you have to figure out how you fit this in with this Gemara. There's a minute to hang matzah. And also Erev. Pare bebeze, bran in the house, kashila aniyusa. That's a segula to be poor. Right? That's what that means. Mishur bebeze, crumbs in the house.
Bran flakes, no problem.
No. I think it means animal food. This is also something which people are makpid in, bizman hazeh. Mishur bebesa, breadcrumbs in the house, is kashi la'ani yusa. That's also a segul to be poor. Right? Mistreating crumbs is a segul to be poor. Right? Belele shabbosos ubelele revias, on Friday night and on Wednesday night, shor mazikin iluvei, there are mazikin there, isra de mazone. The shade in charge of food, Nakid Shmei, is called Nakid, which means clean. And Isra, the Aniyusa, the shade of poverty, Naval Shmei, is called dirty. Right? Okay. Just want to say one thing. So, I saw once years ago that there's a minhag on Erev Rosh Hashanah to buy a knife. It's a segula for parnasa. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, anyone heard that segula?
Yeah.
You heard of that thing? As a matter of fact,
to buy a knife.
As a matter of fact, it's like now you go to the Sfarim store and they sell on Erev Rosh Hashanah segula knife, segula for parnasa knife.
Yes.
Segula kit. Segula for parnasa knife. And I never. What kind of segula is that? There's no such thing as magic. No such thing. You buy a knife, then you can have a segula for parnasa. What's the pshat? So someone, I saw on a sefer, I finally saw on a sefer, someone explained it. Because it says in the Gemara here, that if you mistreat crumbs, it's a segula to be poor. So what do? If, by the way, the knife is supposed to be straight knife. So you buy a new knife on Rosh Hashanah, when your whole parnasa is being decided, and you cut the challah, and you don't make any crumbs, because you have a brand new knife. And you say to Hashem, look at this, look how careful I am. Even on the little things, I'm careful. And that's the chus, Hashem. You should give me a good, plentiful year.
You should do much more. I think that sounds great when you say
yeah.
That. Yeah. You should be very much matpin, considering my matpin, to eat up all the crumbs.
Right. And then my father told me.
Because
it says Friday night and Wednesday night, that's when the mazik is loose. My father told me that when he was a kid, he saw the Kleiserberger Rebbe, you should take the a spoon and put all the crumbs and eat it. Because if you belittle it, it's a good. What many right? So if you belittle crumbs, this is cool to be poor. So if I eat them, it should even be the best ghoul of all, right? So that's a minute. All right, very good. You shouldn't throw it out. That's a separate thing.
What do you do
with it? What I do with them? I fold it up and then Matzah Shabbos I give it to the birds. That's what I do.
Or you can eat them.
Or you can eat them, right? All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.
But you don't want to step on them.
What? Yeah.